This is this. This ain't something else. This is this.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the This Is This podcast hosted by me, your boy, Bicky Nundles. Welcome back to the show, the 2025 edition. Thank you all so much for joining me. As I come to you from the center of hell, I am surrounded by wildfires. Today is January 8th, 2025, and let me tell you something. It's not looking good for the City of Angels, Los Angeles, Tinseltown, burning down around me. But I'm still here because I am your Hollywood homie, here to give you all the straight hard truth, the facts, because whether you like them, whether you need them, this is where you come to get them. Episode number 31, 2025, the year of our Lord. Let's get into it. Before we do, I'm sure everyone's feeling slightly depressed about Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa being all over, but I do have the perfect way for you to shake off those Christmas blues. Go over there to Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, wherever you do your baggy lazy need, and download the show, like the show, review the show, rate the show, share the show. It's so easy, easy breezy, lemon squeezy. Share the show, review the show. It takes 10 seconds. You're not that busy. I'm so busy, I can't even blah, blah. You're not busy. I see you on Instagram throwing a cat toy across the room to your six cats. No one cares. Just fucking review the show, will you? Just kidding. I love you all so much. Before we get into everything, I just wanted to say thank you for the support in 2024. We're here in 2025, here at the Tits Studios, trying to bring you all some decent content. But let me tell you, we're going to go harder. We're going to go meaner. We're going to go faster. We're going to go stronger. I'm not here to slow down. I'm here to tell you we're ramping things up. So if you were offended in 2024, strap in. Where is Karen Bass as her city burns to ashes? Way to go, KB. KB used to be cool. Remember you get KB, Kind Bud, back in the day? Now KB here and out in LA, everyone's like, ew, KB. But here we are, Los Angeles, baby. Karen Bass, nowhere to be found as her city burns to the ground. Started out there in the Pacific Palisades. Now, I'm not used to this. This is not the sort of inclement weather that I am used to being an East Coast dude. I'm used to some rain, maybe some snow, a little sleet, nothing that's really life-threatening, like being engulfed in flames as you sleep. It's pretty terrifying. And what's interesting about this whole thing is the way that people react to the fires. You can really tell who is from here and who are transplants, as they say. Me being a transplant, I'm terrified of it. I'm like, the hills are burning. What are we doing? My girlfriend's like, so what are we doing for dinner? I'm like, I don't know, surviving? I don't know. She's like, oh, it's not a big, I'm like, it's a big deal. This is the closest the fire's ever been to my structure. I'm out here in BH, Beverly Hills. Don't go crazy. I rent, I don't own. But I'm a couple blocks from Sunset, and the hills up in Sunset, they're engulfed in flames. So I don't really know if we're going to make it. Now, it would be good for the podcast numbers if I literally was just smoked out during the show. If you came back and I was passed out and just zoinked out in flames, my numbers would go through the roof, as they should. I might need to do that to get the numbers up, because let me tell you something. Oh, man. Yeah, so it's just very funny. Girlfriend doesn't care. People from LA are like, oh, it's no big deal. My girlfriend's parents don't even check in on her. Nobody cares. My mom's calling me, waking me up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Are you okay? Should you leave? Like, it's okay, I think. I don't know. It's hard to tell. And I think people think that they can get away from a fire pretty quickly. I mean, but it moves quicker than you could imagine. It moves quicker than you're thinking it would, and it will engulf you and your family very, very quickly. Swiftly and easily, it will end your life. It's about 10,000 acres burning in one fire, the Eaton Fire up in Altadena, which is like above Burbank, more to the east. Then out there in the Palisades, which is west, west of Santa Monica, about 6,000 acres. That's where it started. The fire department's dealing with about five or six brush fires. They said they could handle two. We are completely out of resources. There's nothing here to help us. They are literally out of water. Yo, dude, why don't you send some water over there to LA and get them some water? People need water out here. The firemen, God bless them. They have my love and support. They are true heroes for running into flames. It's fucking insane. And their funding has been drastically decreased, cut big time by, I don't know, Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles, who doesn't think it's important to have enough water to put out the fires. I mean, Karen, don't be such a Karen. Okay. Give your firemen, your firewomen, your fire them. I don't want to assume any of the fire them's gender identities, because that's what's really important. What's not important is having water to put out the fires. I think it's more important that we identify them correctly based on the gender they're feeling today. Here we go, folks. Burn it down. Oh, man, it is very scary. I was driving on the 10 freeway yesterday, or was it the 405? I can't tell. I don't know. They're all the same to me. They're all the same hellscape gateways. I don't know. And I looked to my left. I'm like, it's pretty smoky over there. About 5-10 minutes later, it was completely covered. These things are moving quick. It's the Santa Ana winds, bitch. The Santa Ana winds will destroy a neighborhood very quickly without thinking twice about it. And I don't know who's to blame here. Is it God? Is it Allah? I don't know. He's not happy. She's not happy. They're not happy. I don't know how God identifies, but they're clearly not happy with the way things are going down here on Earth. Yeah, welcome to Earth, bitch. The Pacific Palisades is filled with celebrities. A lot of celebrities live out there, and a lot of their homes are being burnt down. And there's an outpouring of support and love for the celebrities. I'm sure the celebrities will be fine. Okay. I'm sure Kaya Gerber is going to be okay. I'm sure Steve Guttenberg can handle it. I'm sure Doja Cat is safe and sound in her litter box somewhere shitting. You know, she's fine. Doja Cat, though, what's Gooch Pooch? I love Doja, man. She is on my list. She's on my celebrity list. Even though my girlfriend doesn't give me a pass, I still put Doja on the list. Now, here's a little Doja Cat story for you. You don't think I have one, but I do. So back in October 2019, I was a lowly PA production assistant just trying to make it out here in the business, baby. Taking whatever I can get, doing whatever I can do. I worked on a Wiener Schnitzel commercial, and I was literally holding the bag. This is an offshoot of the Doja Cat story, but I was holding the bag for the actor as they were chewing hot dogs and spitting it out. That's what I was doing. Hollywood, baby. I made it. I really thought I made it at that point. I was like, look at me, huh? Never had a Wiener Schnitzel in my life. I don't eat hot dogs. They're nitrate loaded fucking garbage steaks. I'm not a fan of the hot dog, really. I got to be honest with you. LBH. Is that okay to say? I am a full-blooded American, but I'm not crazy about the hot dog. So me and Doja Cat, so I'm over there, Doja Cat, and this is before Doja Cat blew up. I got the call sheet, and I'm like, who the fuck is Doja Cat? Never heard of her. Wasn't sure if it was a her or a him or whatever. I get to set and I'm like, damn, she's fucking hot, this Doja Cat. Is she not? But this is before she blew up. I'm telling you, she had like less than 1 million followers on Instagram. I'm telling you, she was sitting at like 300,000 followers. So I was like, she's famous, but not that famous. She's probably at 30 million now. So this was for the video for Cybersex. Great video, hell of a team, production designer killed it, but I was just a PA. But anyway, so I'm getting Doja Cat her lunch. I'm running around the set being her little fucking simp boy, which I didn't mind being. She had like her little team around her. This one dude, Tyler, I think his name was a real queen on set. He was a real pain in my hump. He didn't like the farro salad I got, whatever. So after the shoot, I'm feeling pretty confident. You know what I mean? Hey, you know what I mean? I just got off my Doja Cat set. What's Gooch? I go home. I look up Doja Cat. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to slide in Doja Cat's DMs. Watch me pull a Doja Cat like it's no big deal. What? I'm cool. I got a little East Coast charm to me. She smiled at me briefly when I dropped off her salad. So I slide into Doja Cat's DMs and I say, yo, Doge, I was just a PA on your cyber sex video. What a time. Let's grab sushi and talk about it with a question mark. Let's grab sushi and talk about it. Just obviously didn't respond to me, but I really thought I was going to pull a Doja Cat. I thought Doja Cat was going to be staying in my casita with me in Koreatown. That's how much that's the confidence, aka delusion, that I had thinking that Doja Cat would be into the likes of me. Very funny, very, very awkward moment with me and Doja. Never seen her again, if you could imagine. That DM went right into spam. She threw me on some eggs and chopped me up and shit me out. Let me tell you, I was spam and eggs by Doja. But hey, Doge, if you're around and you want to talk about the shoot that we were on, let's grab some sushi and talk about it. It's not a big deal. As friends. Oh, my God. Yeah, so the fires. I don't know what to do. It's very odd. I don't know. Do I hunker down? Do I evacuate? Do I act like it's no big deal? Do I just go to work? I don't really know. But we're going to be monitoring here as much as we can here at the TIT Studios, and I will be your eyes and ears on the ground here in Los Angeles when it comes to the fires. Oh, man. Just quickly, the largest fire in the Pacific Palisades has destroyed thousands of structures and burned over 5,000 acres. Intense winds have exacerbated the fire and severely hampered firefighting efforts. Grounding aircraft. All fire hydrants temporarily went dry. How can that be? I mean, we literally are next to the ocean. I don't understand. What's the structure here? Where's Newsom? At some Biden event while Biden hands out medals of freedom like they're fucking M&Ms. It's enough, dude. Why don't you do something in this state instead of taking people's money and pocketing it, you scumbag? God, I fucking hate Gavin Newsom so much. Vice President Harris has been briefed on. Oh, thank God she's been briefed. I mean, if someone needed to be briefed on our situation, it needed to be our Vice President Kamala Harris, who we'll never hear of again, hopefully. Has God responded to the Golden Globes? Did God look down and say, look at all these queers running around Los Angeles, using my name in vain, blasphemous attempts, jokes about me, jokes about this. You know what? God said, I had enough of you, Nikki Glaser. Now, Nikki Glaser did a fucking stand-up job, a bang-up job. I'm a Nikki Glaser fan. I think she kept it very appropriate for the Golden Globe. She didn't go too hard. She didn't go too soft. She really nailed it. Let's have a listen to the Golden Globes opening. I have a little bit of it here. Just wanted to touch base on. I'm trying to get through everything here, okay?
Good evening, and welcome to the 82nd Golden Globes, Ozempic's biggest night. If you're watching on CBS, hello. If you're watching on Paramount Plus, you have 6 days left to cancel your free trial.
Funny, topical.
I'm Nikki Glaser, and I am absolutely thrilled to be your host tonight. Thank you.
A lot of woo-hooing. Lots of woo-hooing.
And I gotta say, this feels like I finally made it. You know, I'm in a room full of producers at the Beverly Hilton Hotel, and this time, all of my clothes are on. So, yeah.
Nice. A rape joke.
It was worth it. Now, some of you may know me as a stand-up comedian and from my appearances on Roast, but I am not here to roast you tonight. I want you to know that. And how could I, really? You're all so famous, so talented, so powerful. I mean, you could really do anything. I mean, except tell the country who to vote for. But it's okay. You'll get them next time. If there is one. I'm scared. Ariana, hold my finger. Thank you. Thank you. Well, tonight we celebrate the best of film and hold space for television. Yes. Wicked, queer, night bitch. These are not just words Ben Affleck yells after he orgasms. These are some of the incredible movies nominated tonight.
That is funny. Yo, wicked, queer, night bitch. Let me tell you something. Very good, Nikki Glaser. I love Nikki. She's a great roaster. She can really write a joke. So I decided that tonight, today, on the This Is This podcast, I'm going to roast Nikki Glaser with some help from ChatGPT. ChatGPT, I typed in, what did I write here? Let's make sure. Roast jokes for Nikki Glaser. You guys want to hear some? Woohoo. Nikki Glaser is the only person I know who could turn a casual dinner into a therapy session and then bill you for it. Whoa. Nikki is the kind of woman who can make you laugh and cringe at the same time. She's like a human car crash, but with better punchlines. You know Nikki's got confidence because she's the only person who can roast you and still manage to make you feel bad about yourself and somehow respect her for it. These are fucking horrendous, dude. Nikki's idea of a clean joke is one that doesn't involve full nudity, just a lot of implied nudity. I mean, dude, what is this? Nikki has a face for radio and personality for Netflix. She's the reason Netflix decided to stop waiting for family-friendly content? What does that mean? Nikki's stand-up is so raw. It's like watching someone go through emotional surgery, but with more dick jokes. These are horrendous. I wish the fires would take me now. I love how Nikki doesn't need to roast anyone. She just talks about herself, and we all end up feeling like we've been thrown into a fire. Look at that, topical. Way to go, everybody. Woo! Thank you all so much. Nikki Glaser, Godspeed. Welcome to Hollywood. She's so Hollywood now. She's got the nose job. She's got the fucking Botox. She's got the plastic surgery. She's got the fake tan. She was just a comic, a regular comic who went on radio shows, was very funny. And I'm not saying she's not funny now, but she loves being a part of Hollywood. It's very douche canoosh. I got to be honest with you. It's a little cringe, Nikki. I got to TBH, LBH. But I respect you. I think you're a very funny woman. I think you're a very funny comedian. I love what they call women comedians, comedians. Do they still do that or is that offensive now? I think it's probably offensive. My guess is that's offensive. When we woke up this morning, my girlfriend's hair looked like a pompadour. So she looked like the Asian Elvis. And I kept singing, don't be cool, though I had that too. She was not happy about it. But it was very funny for me. What else is going on here? Oh, Jeff Baena died. R.I.P. to Jeff Baena, Aubrey Plaza's husband of a few years. They dated for a long time. Very sad. The rise and fall of a popular, successful Hollywood writer director is a thing to really witness and to kind of take account of how it may happen to you. You may think you're riding high. You may have a good year. You may have a good two. But everything kind of levels out, and you have to understand that this will pass, okay? It's not the end of the world. Suicide is a very horrific, earth-shattering thing that happens to everyone. It's not something to be taken lightly. I don't take it lightly. Luckily for me, I haven't had to deal with too many of those situations in my life. A few here and there back in the day out of high school, I had a friend of mine who did kill himself. Very tragic. And, you know, I'm a little conflicted on the whole suicide thing because, you know, we've all thought about it, not in the sense of necessarily doing it, but just as an intrusive thought. You think like, okay, what if you're holding a knife or something, like, what if I just cut myself real quick? It's like the same intrusive thought of like just you know, jolting your car into oncoming traffic. It's not something that I want to do or need to do or feel like I have to do, but it's something that may pop into your head at some point. But to really do it, I think it's not the first time that this guy has thought about it, obviously. Not the first time that he's held a gun to his head or held a belt to his neck. It's something that I think takes hundreds of times before you actually do it. And, you know, I think it's a selfish act. I got to be honest with you. I have to say, I just think it's a very selfish thing to kill yourself. You know, I think it's a, you know, there's so much pain and so much just darkness in your mind. And you think that you could get a little relief from it for a second. You just want to shut off your mind. But unfortunately, what you do is completely shatter the world of everyone around you. If you don't have a wife, if you don't have a family, if you don't have any kids and you're just a fucking bum on the street, kill yourself. I don't care. No one's going to care. But if you're part of a family, part of a team, a partnership, you got to really think before you do something like this. Jeff Baena seemed like a very talented guy, probably would have given us a lot of great work. And it's just a sad moment for Los Angeles. I do feel bad for Aubrey Plaza. Big Aubrey Plaza fan. White Lotus 2. Fucking impeccable performance. Love her. When she said, "We're too young to be this old," I felt that. So my heart goes out to Aubrey Plaza. Aubrey, being an East Coast kid like yourself. Aubrey Plaza came into a restaurant I worked at one time. She was fun. She had a she was a fun time. This was in Philly. Shout out Philly. Go Birds. The Birds are playing on Sunday at home against the Green Bay Packers. Fuck those Packers. Fuck the Cheeseheads. Let's go, Birds. That should be an easy W. How many terrorist attacks have there been since the year? Since I last left you, how many terrorist attacks have there been? From my account, there's probably about 16 total in the world. Now, the bigger ones, you know, the Christmas attack in Germany, that was right before Christmas. Way to go. Was that guy in the name of Judaism, Christianity, or Islam? I can't remember. Let me take a guess. This other sick fucking nut job scumbag animal from America, a U.S. born citizen. What's his fucking Sinwar? Some weird name. You know the deal. You hear a name like that, you already know. This guy was doing it for his religion. He had an ISIS flag on the back of his truck. New Orleans killed about 16 people. Just drove his fucking truck through it. I mean, it's so intense and so terrifying to watch. The truck is flying so fast. Have you ever been to New Orleans? I'm not crazy about New Orleans. I have to be honest with you. I think it's a swampy hellhole. And I didn't like it. I went down there to see my sister. She lived down there. She was dating a guy. Shout out Wolfbox. I went over down there to drive her car back for some bullshit. I don't know, some logistical thing. I ended up just being alone in a hotel room. This is right after my girlfriend broke up with me, by the way. This was about 2012, maybe. I don't know. It was a depressing time for me, for sure. I just remember eating a whole bag of Tostitos by myself in a shitty New Orleans fucking hotel. Was disturbing. Very depressing. And it was just so hot. I just remember just being drenched in sweat constantly. I fucking hated it. And there's too much drinking going on. It's all about drinking. Everything's drinking. You can't walk down the street without like these strippers shoving shots, literally shoving shots in your face. Then they make you pay for them. If you don't have money, don't worry. They know where the closest ATM is. Believe you me. I also think I was drugged down there in New Orleans. They give you out these hurricane drinks. They're like these massive, they're shaped like guitars and they're like neon green. I had one of those. I collapsed by the fucking, I just remember like trying to like grab onto something and just like gripping a wall and being like, this could be it for me. Sorry, the sun is like really in my face right now. I was like, let me like switch it up. Cause I can't really do it. All right, I guess we're going to have to go. Whatever. Yo, keep it going. Let's go. I got the Venetian outlet on me. Let's fucking do it. So I'm not crazy about a New Orleans trip. But anyway, these streets in New Orleans are super small. This sicko who, in the name of his fucking dumb religion, Oh, God, religion, dude, it is the worst. Can you just practice your own religion? Why does everything need to be consumed by your religion? Enough. With the fucking Jehovah's Witnesses, with the Muslim shit, it's enough, dude. Nobody cares. You want to fucking have going to your mosque? Why do you have to kill people over it? Why does your religion require you to kill people? That's not a good God. That's not an all-knowing, wonderful, compassionate God. If your religion requires you to kill people for no reason in a fucking crowd on New Year's Eve. Like, what did you accomplish? Fucking sick people, man. And then, of course, everyone right off the bat, no one's really cares about it. Oh, very quiet from the so-called compassionate people that I know. No one cared about any of that stuff. It was all like anti-Israel shit right off the bat. I was like, dude, can you fucking chill? It's ridiculous how anti-Israel people are and how pro-Islam people are when Israel, I don't know, I don't see them flying planes in the buildings. I've said it before. I don't see Hasidic Jews hopping in a Ford F-150 and driving into a crowd of people. I'm not seeing it. If these things are happening, let me know and I will change my tune on it. But at this point, I'm a Jew lover, okay? I'm an Israel stan. I'm pro-Israel, okay? Get over it. But did you know that they're bombing? Yeah, I know. I heard. It's awful. I don't want to see any innocent Gazan children dead. But at the same time, like, hey, blame the fucking Hamas. Blame the terrorist organizations that are using these people as human shields. I love that, by the way. That's not even true. There were no babies beheaded. There's no hostages. Shut up. I love a Trump. Trump is just a shit star on so many levels, but he really was just like, you know what? If the hostages aren't returned, there's going to be hell to pay. And there's going to be a lot of innocent lives dead. And I blame Hamas. I blame Islam, okay? You can't, you know, people are like, you shouldn't really blame blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I guess you're right. Don't you know. You shouldn't let 90% of them ruin for the rest of them, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. It's crazy out there, man. The whole world is fucking really warped. Thank God the Guardian Angels are back. Bring them back. Curtis Sliwa, let's go. The Guardian Angels have reappeared on New York City subways because the subways apparently are just it's like the purge down there. Anything goes. You could be lit on fire. You could be stabbed. You could be pushed on the tracks. And if you try to stop someone from doing it, you can be brought up on charges. So I don't really know what the funk is going on. Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm hot under the collar today. It's 2025. I'm trying to stay alive. We're trying to push forward, but things keep happening that are throwing me off. It's really fucking nuts. Hold on. What do I got here? Trump warns Hamas. Oh. If you live in New York City, you have my sympathies. Okay, now I don't know what's worse. The fire's raging here in Los Angeles. Here we go again. Let's ignite, no pun intended, ignite the feud between the West Coast and the East Coast. Who is having a worse week? Us out here in Los Angeles with the fires and being consumed by smoke and we may die? Or people in New York City that are paying $9 to get into Midtown? I don't know. Congestion pricing has gone into effect in New York City. If you're entering below 60th Street, you will be charged $9 per regular car, truck, whatever. Obviously, prices go up if your car is bigger. Now, who is this benefiting? What is the point of this? They're saying that they're going to bring in a lot of revenue for public transportation and make things safer and better and more efficient and blah, blah, blah. Really? Don't see it happening. You're ripping off hardworking people that need to get the fucking work. What the fuck are you doing? It's $50 extra a week. Now, if you're coming in from Jersey, dude, I don't even know. That's like $300 a week you're spending to get into the city to go to your fucking shit job. This is going to drive people out of Manhattan. Maybe that's the ultimate goal, is to clear it up. Now, I like to have my finger on the pulse of the streets. I like to hear what the people are saying. I have some interviews about this congestion bullshit and how the daily commuters are reacting. It really ranges all across the spectrum. So let's take a listen to it and see if you fall into one of these categories and how you feel about the congestion pricing here in New York City. Well, not here. There in New York City. All right. I'm a little confused.
I've been waiting for this for a long time. Finally, drivers are going to have to pay their fair share.
This scumbag. Like, this guy's been waiting for it for a long... I've been waiting to rip people off for a long time. I love when this city takes money out of hardworking people's pockets.
For the congestion they cause in our neighborhood, for the pollution they cause in our neighborhood, for the noise they cause in our neighborhood, and for the traffic violence they cause in our neighborhood.
Yo, buddy, you live in a city. What are you talking about? You know, I really don't like the noises. I really don't like the car. Like, you live in New York City, you fucking dumb shithead. What are you talking about?
So it's $9. I think it's the price you got to pay.
That's $9 a day, by the way, you dick.
Hey, take the subway if you don't like it.
Go take the subway. Take your life into your own hands. Go down there and take the subway. Godspeed. Good luck.
Not great for me as a commuter. It might be good for the city, but I'm willing to pay.
I'm going to have to just take a different way. You know, it affects everyone's lifestyle. Like, I work right on 60th Street, so now I have to park a couple blocks up and walk. So, you know, the roads were a little clearer, but I don't think it's worth it.
It's terrible for everybody. If you can't make your subway or bus budget, figure out, you know, a budgetary way to do it, but don't charge people congestion tax. It just doesn't work for working class folks.
I agree with this guy. The city cannot manage their own money, so they're going to take more money out of our fucking pockets. It's so disgusting. It's a really a greedy ass move by New York City. Kathy Hochul, Mayor Adams, who's ever making these dumb decisions, you are losing people to your side. No one likes you, okay?
That are coming into the city, et cetera, so it's terrible.
Not thrilled. I drive to work a couple days a week, and you know, it's going to get expensive, or I'm just going to have to find the other way.
That's my reaction to that. Nick, how do you... Bicky Nundles, how do you like the congestion prices?
Come on there.
That one's not going away. That one's staying here in 2025. Well, all right, folks. It's been a hell of a week, hell of a start to the new year, but I'm glad that I'm back. I'm glad that I did a show. It took me a couple weeks to get back into the groove. Been trying to do it. Didn't know what I was going to talk about. I never know. But thank you all so much for the love and support. And to all my fellow Los Angelinos, stay safe out there. Wrap yourself in a wet blanket. Get out of those fucking danger zones. Don't be a hero. Get your pets. Get your ass out of the fire zone. Get to a shelter. Go to a friend's house. Leave the city. Go for a drive. Go for a walk. Masks are back, by the way, in 2025. I've seen a lot of people with masks out there hoping it's because of the fire. Not because of the H1N1 or whatever the funk. So thank you all so much for the love and support. Stay safe out there, people. Terrorists, stop blowing people up. Keep your religion to yourself. Is that so hard to do? And I will see you guys next week, hopefully, if I'm still here, if I'm not consumed by the flames. This is this podcast on Apple Podcasts. This is this podcast on Spotify, wherever you do your podcast listening. Instagram, this is this podcast. YouTube, this is this podcast. TITPcast on Twitter/X. And I'm on TikTok still. This is this podcast over there, TikTok. I'm a little fucking marble mouth today. First show back. First show shaking off the dust. Let's get into it. And free Puffy.
Nobody ever knows what the fuck you're talking about, huh?
This is this.
What the hell is that supposed to mean? This is this.